By the Mishnah, Gimel and Aleph. Harmatzinu getzad leishti. So, this was the discussion which we're having when a person says lashon of tain. Assuming he means lashon of ski. Person harmatzinu getzad leishti tashir getzad leavti. But we quoted before. Now he says that umeis lo yitna lachem yisa. So no mana lo ish plani umeis yitna lachem yisa. So if you say that he was being zeicha, the shliach is being zeicha for the one he's being sent to. So the kinyan is immediate, and then even though the mishaleach dies, it's ready after the kinyan. She just has to deliver it. But if the actual transaction only takes place after the death, it's too late to take place. So by get and by shichur, we say li'in lachem isa, and by because they weren't zeicha for the recipients. By the case of one of the plenary, he was zeicha for the recipient, so it's called right away. So Rashi, Hamritzinu get ze leishti. Hamritzinu get leishti. Okay. So Garcina b'masisa. Well, Garcina tain. Or tain ze shalomosim liyad shliach b'chayv. He didn't actually give it into the hands of the shliach. Fichol nechol chachamim b'davar. Therefore, the chachamim agree to. They don't argue a mayor in this case. As soon as the shliach receives the shtar shichur, the eved's free. So why are they not arguing in the Mishnah? Because what they said was he was giving them a command to do X, give a get. He wasn't saying give this get, here it is. So if your gar is tenu get ze liishti, so it means it's already written and he's giving it to them. So then the Mishnah is going like a mayor. But if you the Rashi says you're not garus like that, Chama should argue then. The case of shichur, the case is he said tain get ze liishti, tain should start, which he's telling them to draw it up and do it, etc. So the gita loy havi ad mata liyode. By the time the Eved receives it, it's too late. The one who's freeing him is no longer the owner. So the more is going to discuss. So why is the case of the money different? So if the scenario was that there's nothing actually happened, Bechayev, he appointed somebody to do the process of giving this, and then he died. So nothing happened. So therefore, that the shliach never had the shtar shichur in his hand because it hadn't been drawn up yet. He was told, I want you to give a shtar shichur to my heaven, which means go draw up the document and give it. Well, it didn't happen, b'chayev of the owner. So why, when he says, give money, the plenty doesn't work? So Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchok bar Marta Mishmei de Rav, who should tzibur na monochim mekarim zav, is that the money is piled up and it's off in a corner. So it's very clear distinctly what he means to give, and it's ready to go. So Morris says, I don't get it. But Maya Skinner, what are we talking about? Ilema Bebori, that the person at the time that he gave this command was a Bori, he was healthy. Kitzibur and Mayhavi, the fact that there's a pile of them in the corner, what does it help? Holy Moshech, there was no Kenyan. He didn't take the Mashiach, he didn't take it. Ela B'Shchimi Ra. So much of the case was that the person was on his deathbed, and he was giving a command as a state of Shchimi Ra. He's already Shochim, he's already lying, Mirah, in a bad situation. So Mor says, my area Tziburin, why do we need Tziburin? Ki ain't Tziburin Nami. Even if it's not piled, the halacha should be the same. Tokai Malon, the Dibri Shchimi Ra, Kiksubin, Kimasur and Domu. We have a halacha consumption. The Chazal introduced the halacha that even though Midaraisa you need Kinyanim, etc. But a Shchimi Ra, we're concerned about his health, that he'll become agitated if he feels what he's asking is not effective. So the Chazal instituted that what he says it automatically it's done without any other Kinyanim. So as soon as he says monoplony, it's done. So what do you see Burim for? What's that for? Okay. So I'm Rav Zid Lo'elam Bebori, that the Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei the Rav is learning the Mishnah Toma case of a person who's a Bori. And the question is, if he's a Bori, he has to do a Kinyan, and there's no Kinyan. Can Rav Huna Mar Rav, this is going like another statement of Rav, the Rav said, Amar Rav Huna Mar Rav, that there's a din called Maimed Shloshtim. Okay, the Chazar Masakin, there are scenarios which you can do a Kinyan, even by case of a Bori, nothing to do with being Mitzav Machas Misa, but you can transfer ownership without doing any Kinyan. But to do that requires that all three parties should be present. Okay. So, so in a scenario of that Reuven has a claim on Shimon, Shimon owes Reuven money, Reuven lent Shimon money, so Shimon owes Reuven money, and Reuven and Shimon and Levi are standing there, and Reuven says to Shimon, it says, Mana libiyotcha, you know, I have a claim of a mana, I have a mana of mine by you. Tanei olo leploini, give it to this other person, give it to Levi. B'mayim eshloshtin, if all three people are present, it's kana. So when he says that phrase, seems a little normally to be makna chayv, you need to do a kinyan. But over here, just the deeper alone, if it's done b'mayim eshloshtin, it works. That would be the case of the Mishnah.
Why does that work?
Now, there's going to be a machlokes later on the Gemara. Are we talking about a case of a pikadon, or the case of even a case of a halvah? So comes this first statement in the name of Rav, Revisa Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, and he says it's only a case that was a pikadon. So there's a designated item sitting there. It belongs to Reuven. Even when it's sitting by Shimon, Shimon doesn't own it. Shimon just has been watching it for him. And Reuven is commanding Shimon to give it to Levi. So now he's transferring ownership to Levi. And that's the Chiddush of Maimed Shloshtim. It's the Kanadar Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly what motivated Chazal to make this the Kana. But in a case of a Halvor, which there's one of them in the Moral Leran which says that it works, so this is what Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta is saying, that that's not true. It's only if it's a pikadon, then therefore the pile of money is sitting there specifically ready to be transferred. Okay. Rav Papa Amar Lo'olam Mishchimira. No, we can learn the Mishnah Toma case of Mishchimira. And the question was, if it's a Shchimir Raha, we have a rule of Shchimir Raha, Kiksubin, Kamasurin Dami, why do you need Siburin? Umanachin. Kedek the Rav, and this is going like a different statement that Rav said, Dhamma Rav, Shkimer Hashemar Tzunu Mona Leploini Minuchosai. He commanded to give a certain amount of money to so and so. If he says Mona Zeh, Noistin, Mona Stam, Ein Noistin. If he says give a Mona, doesn't say what specific Mona is referring to. So you know, then you don't give. Why? Chashinan Shema Mona Kavar Kamar. That maybe he has something hidden away, and he's referring to that Mona. But the Hilchos of Lekur Lo Chashinan. But we are Halakha Lemaisa. We're not Chashish like that opinion of Rav. But Rav Lashitoso is worried about that possibility, and therefore he says it has to be talking about that there's a pile of money here, and he's saying give that pile of money. Okay, so the more Rapapa my time of Omer Kirav Zvid. So why didn't Rapapa learn like Rav Zvid that the case is the case of a Bori and the case was Maimon Shloshta? So Rapapa ki Omer Rav lo yishna b'milva lo yishna b'vikana. Maimon Shloshta works even in my case of milva. So it does not need to be a specific designated pile of money. It's even if it's just a havo. So not like Rav Zvid is saying that Rav Dinah Maimon Shloshta is only by Bikotin. Rav Zvid, my time alone with Rav Papa. Why does Rav Zvid learn not like Rav Papa that the case of Mishnah was Shemira? It says, Lo Masukim Mastisin Bishchimira. He feels that the Mishnah cannot become the case of Shemira. Mimai. Why not? Rishtani Harmer Tanu get Zela Ishti. Rishtashikra Zela Avdi Umes. Lo Yidu Lachamisa. So, it doesn't work Lachamisa. Time of the mace. The only reason why it doesn't work is because the Mishaleach died before it happened. But Hamichayim, if he lives and then it's delivered, noistim. Okay, you go ahead with it. That's what the Mishnah says. But which means that the shliach can continue doing what he's asked to be doing and assume that that's what the rotzen of the mishaleach is, etc. But timer the omer tenu halomer tenu ain't noistin. But it's only the mishaleach discusses a scenario where the mishaleach said give. Let's say the mishaleach said write a get for my wife. He didn't say to give. So he didn't say to give, he just said to write. So the Mishnah says, it's only if he says to give. Comes Rav Zvid and says, if the Mishnah was talking about a case of a Shemira, we take into consideration that he wasn't thinking fully clearly, and when he said write, he meant give. Because why is he discussing it now? He says, you know, if I die in a few minutes, you know, write again for wife, but don't give it. I mean, like, obviously, it's like he meant to give. All right? But the Mishnah says only if he said tenu. So if a person is healthy, we say he meant right, he didn't mean to give. But the case of Shchimera, Holomer tenu, a noistin, Shchimera, Avogabdolomer tenu noistin. But the case of Shchimera, even if he doesn't say tenu, we assume his intent was to give, and we give. It's non. Brishurno, Hoyomrim. That in the first stage of this halacha, they said the following. Hayotze Bekarler, person was being taken out, they were taking him out in chains to be killed. Amar Kisu Get LeIshti, Harei Lo Yichtavu VeYitnu. So even though he didn't say give, we assume that he meant the immediacy is there, the person is not thinking clearly, and he said right, he meant right and give, even though he didn't say give. So the shlichus is even to give. That was the original statement. Chazul Emer, Afa Mefarish, Vayetze B'Shiora. The person's going out to the Yam, or to a Shiora, going out to a caravan in the Midbar. even though he didn't say give, we assume that in the statement of kisvu, there is also tenu. Shimon Shazuri Armor, Afa Masukan, even a case of a person who is not going anywhere, but he's deathly ill. And he only says kisu, we assume it means kisu, it means tenu. See, if the Mishnah is talking about a case of a Shkimi Rab, why do we need the lashon of tenu in the Mishnah? Even without tenu, just kisu, they'd be able to give it. Were it not for the fact that the person died beforehand. Right? But the Mishnah is mashma that it's only, had he said tenu, so most of the Mishnah not talking about a case of a Shkimi Rab, talking about a case of a Bori. And by Bori, we say kisu just means kisu. He said, you know, write it up, let's have it available if I decide to use it. So then he can't give it without tenu. So the Mishnah has to say tenu. So the Mishnah must be talking about a case of a bori, and that's why tenu is necessary, and therefore it must be talking about a case of Maimon Shloshta. Okay. Zakt Gemara, Mask of La Ravashi. That's Rav Shimon Zuri's opinion. So why is Rav Zvir assuming the title of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon Zuri, and therefore it must be talking about a case of bori? Maybe it's Rabbanan. And you need to know, even by Shkim Hirda. So, Uman name alone, the Mastisan Rav Shimon Zurihi, Dim Rabbananhi. So, Rashi leaves that as a question on Rav Zvid's understanding of the Mishnah. Okay, the more is not, now it's going to go back to discuss the Dinam Maimon Shloshtim, but let's see Rashi. The case of the mana is some case of a tiburim that they're piled up and manochin hamos askin, that the money is ready to go. And he said that pile of money over there, that mana over there, give it to Pliny. So if it's a bori. So, Mamnas Bori, B'metaltalin, Yecholachzer B'yad Sheyimshuch. So, till you do a Kenyan, you can be Chayzer. B'yarsher Nami Motzalim Hedre Bey. Now, Rashi's going to introduce this another discussion that there's a concept called Mitzalakim Divri Ames. That even though he's not Kaina, it's appropriate that they have that the Yerushim fulfill the wills, the wish of the father. Yerushim ami matzil the mahadar bay aliba the man the less they mitzvah the kaim dibre meis. So if you hold there's a mitzvah kaim dibre meis, so that's it's an obligation on the Yerushim to do that. So that would be why they can't be chayzer. So they're forced to give a lachem isa because that's what the one who commanded. The father told them to do. Well, we're going like the opinion that you don't hold mitzvah kind of the remes, and therefore the more is asking that he could be chayzer. So, what do you mean? Why is it in the case of a bori? So, more answer by Shloshan is kind of. If all three parties are there, it's kind of. Come to Farish time, the more is going to explain why it's true, why that's true. Now, comes. According to Zvid, the point of the first statement in the name of Rav was Utsiburin Be'inan. It doesn't work by a halva. It only works if the money is actually sitting there. So Rav Zvid Lo Amar Rav Kana Ella Bebikadet. The Kana Le Kol Hechad Isay. Since the money is intact, it exists. It belongs to Reuven. So then Reuven has the Kana Rabbanan works to give it over to Levi, becomes the owner. In the case of a halva, it doesn't exist. It's just a chayv. There's no money that Reuven owns at this point in time. So then the kinya doesn't work. It doesn't become Levi's. So
money that Reuven owns.
Yeah. Shemona cover. Yesh no bekarka. Who do you have? Maybe there's money which is squirreled away somewhere. And that's what he meant to give. So that's why you need Dafka Tzibur. The Mor says, we're not gracious for that. Okay, so why didn't Why didn't her papa learn like Rav Zvi? He holds that it applies to Melva also, so you can't say you need Tzibur. Even if Shimon has the money piled up and ready to pay, that doesn't belong to Reuven. Because since the lach is the money, all it is a chayv. There's no money that Reuven owns. So if that should have worked in my case in Melba, even my Mishloshin, Kamayim Asnissin, the Mishloshin case of my Mishloshin, you don't need Tiburin. So he says, it must be talking about Rab's other din of Shemira and Yechashish for Kavura. Rav Zin says the Mishnah is not talking about the case of Shemira, because time of the maize, who the lo yitnu, then get lachemisa. The Mishnah says it doesn't work because he died. Ha mechayim noistin. We can proceed further without any more directives because we know what to do. But time of the matanu, clever v'hoda the kinan, that which we're making this inference that homichayim noistin, that you can proceed, is time of the omer mekara tanu ketanim tanu gets aliyishti. That's why you can proceed. Holomer tanu. Elakisu, then Lohavi Toli Tana the Masnisin, time at Lo Yitnu Mishum Misa, he would not have said the issue is because he died, because even if he didn't die, he couldn't give it. Tafilu Michayim Nami Einoisin Adalema Tanu. So the Mishnah is being Maduik and saying that the issue over here is because he died, because he said tanu. But had he said kisu, even if he didn't die, they couldn't give it. Why me look tanu? However, kisu get the ishti umeis liyidachamisa. It didn't say it's an area of kisu. Shema minoa, the amr hachi, filo mechaim, even if the person did not die yet, nami lo yavinu, he doesn't give it. Vibe shimira, but if the scenario is a shimira, avagav the loy amr tanu, ele kisu, Yavina, the Kibbutz Shimon says Zuri. So, why did the Mishnah discuss the case of Kisu get Liishti, which, if the person is still surviving, according to the Shimon says, you go ahead with it. But since he died, it's too late. That's what the Mishnah should have discussed. If it's Tomash Kimira. Here it's a color, he's being taken out in the collar, which means on the chains. His goal is that she shouldn't be left in a situation where she needs Yibum. Even though he did not say Tanu, because we assume that he's just overwhelmed in the situation, he's about to be killed. He didn't finish off his thought, but obviously, he meant to give it. He's going out to the sea, or he's going out to a midbar. As well, which is the case of Shemira, that we say that even though he didn't say Tanu, he meant Tanu. Okay. Gufa. Amar Rav Huna Rav Mana Li Biyotcha Tanei Alo the Plony B'mai Tanei Alo the Plony. So Reuven says to Shimon, I have a claim of a mana by you, give it to Levi. B'mai Mishloshin is kana. If all three parties are present, it's kana. I'm a rabbi, mishtaber the milsa the rabbi, because it. B'milba loy, rabbi's din makes sense by because it. It doesn't make sense by milva. But if I look him, I swear, I'm a rabbi, fill him b'milba. He said, even by milva. Imranami, I'm a shmol, mishmei delevi. So he explicitly discusses the case of milva. Give it to so and so. Okay. So more says, but time am I? So how does this work? That there's nothing to be kind of. Being makna chayv. The Gemara says when it's a milva b'shtar, you can write a shtar mechira on the shtar havoah and sell the shtar mechira. No, say that again. You can sell the shtar havoah with the shtar mechira. Because since milva b'shtar is a shibud on karka, and shtar is kind of karka, so through the process of writing up ishtar mechira, which is the way you sell karka, you can sell the milva b'shtar. And they give over the shtar havoah from the makta to the kaina. The makta to the kaina also is makta, writes the shtar mechira and he gives them the shtar mechira. And by writing up the shtar mechira and giving over the shtar mechira and the shtar havoah, he's kaina. Milva, and you can't be makta. My mishloshet, you can be maknet. So how does it work? There's no kinyan. There's nothing to be kind of. It's just a shibud, which is a claim on somebody that he has a chayv moment. How do you sell that? Somer amemer nasa karmel loy b'shas matan mos. We chazal put it in place as if at the time when he gave the money over to Shimon, the Havoah, it's as if Shimon said to Reuven, I'm making my Shibud now upon myself to you and to anybody who's going to come and that you put it in your place. So the original Shibud was to this other party as well. So, even though he didn't say that, we gave it a halachic status as if he said that. Amalei Rav Ashi leMeimar elameyata hikna lenoiladim lohavu b'shas matan mos hachinami delakano. So, I mean, if that's how it's going to work, he's been meshabbing himself then to any other party, but a party who wasn't alive at that time, it shouldn't work. The field of the mayor of the Omer, on the Mach, the Dover, Shalom, Bola, Oilam, you can be Mach to something which isn't here yet, you can do a Kenyan on it, Hani, Lid, Dover, Shigash, the Boilam, Avala, Dover, Shan, the Boilam, Loy, you cannot be Mach to a person who's not here yet. The Mora discusses that in the context of being Mach to an Uber, whether is that considered Bala Oilam that you can be marked to the Uber or not. So if the logic of Maimon Shloshtan is because he's been Meshabbat himself to that other party at the time of the Havoah, it's only if the person was alive at the time of the Havoah. Okay, so therefore, Rav Ashi doesn't like that pshat. Rashi's another pshat, but we'll leave that.